This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
8 o'clock hour here on your official home of the Texas Rangers and Cowboys. It's Sean and Bobby. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. You can go check out the G-Bag Nation today at Jake's in Fort Worth after Rangers Royals in the afternoon. And then you are going to get Fan Phenom hosted by Zach Wolchuk, co-hosted by Zach Wolchuk, because you're going to be on the other microphone about to join our squad up here with DFW Sports Station. Wide receiver market is being talked about, Bob. Let's go around the rest of the NFL real quick. And some deals were made yesterday. Philadelphia started this off with a deal with Houston, A.J. Brown. The Eagles, we haven't talked about this at all. The Eagles are dealing with a number of injuries as well. A.J. Brown has not been practicing. N'Kobe Dean seems to be banged up again, which that's all he's been coming out of college since Filthy drafted him. San Francisco is banged up at wide receiver, looking to make some moves. And the wide receiver market is thirsty right now.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to bubble up a little bit. You've got a report from Diana Rusin. Yesterday, we initially heard that Minnesota was in the market for a wide receiver. You've got the Jordan Addison suspension. They've had some injuries along the way. So Minnesota's looking for a receiver. Well, Diana Rusin circled back around and mentioned a couple other teams that are going to be looking for wide receivers, including the San Francisco 49ers and the New York Jets. So, all right, what does the wide receiver market have to do with anything? Well, we have been sitting here trying to figure out how do we get Trayshon Holden or Ryan Flannoy or a Jalen Brooks on the roster when the receiver core is pretty set ahead of you. And the name that keeps coming up, the one that seems to make the most sense for just about everybody, would be Jalen Tolbert. And him now entering his fourth year and being a little bit of a disappointment, could you potentially flip him to a team and get something in return? So as we look at those three teams and what options they have, I'm going to go through potential trade options where you just tell me you would rather have Jalen Tolbert or you would rather have this deal that would potentially be on the table. So from the Minnesota Vikings, you can trade Jalen Tolbert, and in return, you can get Sam Howell, quarterback. Are you in or are you out, Sean?
You know, I think I... Oh, gosh. I can hear RJ. What if Sam Howell doesn't play? It's a backup quarterback. Doesn't matter. It's wasted money. I'd rather have Sam Howell than Will Greer. Let me start there. I'd rather have Sam Howell be my backup quarterback than Will Greer or Joe Milton. Am I okay with the Tolbert substitute here at wideout? Enough to give him away for someone who may not step on the field and obviously is not a great quarterback.
But you
I
feel
think
like-
I'd be okay with doing it because... everyone thinks Dak is going to miss some games. Sam Howell can run around and win a game for you.
Yeah, and that's it. I think if you're just talking about, like, hey, get me by guy with his little Sam, like he's got the little Baker Mayfield build to him. He's like a shorter guy, kind of stocky or whatever else. I wouldn't want him playing consistently, obviously. If you're going to lose Dak for the whole season or something like that, yeah, we're going to talk about saying let's go ahead and move on from this.
But I think I'd be okay with that. You?
Yeah, I'm in favor of it. I'm all good with it. All right, the New York Jets, they have 4 sixth-round picks next year. So you say Jalen Tolbert gets you a sixth-round pick in return. Are you in or are you out?
For a six?
Mm-hmm.
And then my wide receiver room without Tolbert's going to look like what?
It would be CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Kevontae Turpin, and then in all likelihood when he's healthy, Jonathan Mingo, and then you would have Trayshon Holden, Jalen Brooks, or one of those guys.
Oh, man. I think I'm saying no to that. I think I'm too shaky with the wide receiver room, even though Holden apparently bought out again in practice yesterday. We'll talk to Tommy Yarsh about that at 9:20. If Turpin can't get it done, now Choppy's scaring me with Turpin as the three. If Turpin's too small and Holden's too inexperienced or hurt, no, I'm not doing that. You?
Yeah, I think I am, because I look at it and I go, I want...
For a six!
I want some...
A six is nothing.
I know, but I want some space freed up a little bit.
For who?
Like I just...
For
I wanna,
Trayshon?
Yeah, I want to be able to have one of the younger, cheaper players in there, A.
Jalen's young and cheap.
But we've seen 3 years of it, and it's like, it's not what it was supposed to be.
He led the team in touchdown catches. That's your third wide out?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say...
I would have Turpin over,
let's say Tolbert's dealt. Mm-hmm. Will anyone have better numbers than Tolbert did last year from the number three spot?
Probably not, but I mean, Tolbert was the two last year. So that's the thing.
And you have Pickens now.
Yeah, and so, like, I mean, I think Pickens will put up better numbers as the two than...
But still, 49 for 6'10 and 7.
Yeah.
I'm not betting on a number three having better numbers than that, replacing him.
Yeah, I mean...
Definitely not the touchdown.
Not as a number three, but I mean, that's again, like, the number three is not going to see the same action. I do think Turpin as the number three this year will be better than Tolbert as the number three.
Okay.
So I think you're getting better there. And then the final one.
And don't get me wrong, I want to start off with Turpin at number three. I want to start there, but just in case, I need the Tolbert safety net.
And then finally, the one we're going to go with is from the 49ers.
What the hell is going on right now?
What's he on?
Jerry on Fox News?
That's what it looked like.
Oh, okay. Google that, Pepe, and let's see if there's anything to pull from that. I'll be like, Jerry Jones previewing the season on Fox News. Go ahead.
And finally, another disappointment. 31 years old. Call up the 49ers and say, just give us Fabian Moreau back, the cornerback. Who Fabian Moreau was a previous third-round pick for the Washington Commanders in 2017. He's been okay during his career. He's gotten banged up a lot. But the value of Fabian Moreau is that's somebody with 8 years of experience playing in the NFL who is... played in the nickel a lot and would give you another nickel corner that you could potentially have. It's just he's not been a guy who has reached his potential. You're probably looking at a guy who's better than Andrew Booth by a little bit. Like I would say he's a little bit better and he can play the nickel consistently and he's got experience. So, but he's 31 years old and he does have a history getting banged up and he is on the back end of the Niners depth chart right now.
Nah.
No, you'd rather have Tolbert?
When you said a little bit better than Andrew Booth, no. Not doing it.
Let's say, how much work is Tolbert going to get that it wouldn't be worth just having another guy you could throw at corner right now?
Well, just give me someone. I'd like to find someone better than a little bit better than Andrew Booth. So I'm saying no to that. What are you saying?
I would say yes.
All right.
I would honestly say yes to all three of these because I want the space. And then if you can get me anything in return, the one that I would be most hesitant about might be Sam Howell. Just because it's like they've got Milton. They're committed to Milton. To me, it's just that's who they like. And so that would be the one that I might have a little hesitancy on. But I would take all three of the deals.
The Giants shutting down any Jameis talk for other teams that may be looking at him. So I don't know whether this is leveraging or totally shutting down.
Yeah, I mean, you could be, all you're doing is just, hey, there's a market out here for him. So let's talk it up as if we're not going to do it. But Assistant General Manager Brandon Brown told reporters on Tuesday, I appreciate that people are interested, but Jameis Winston is a New York Giant. And then went on further to just say, we're not looking at dealing any of our quarterbacks right now. Jackson Dart's been great. But Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, they are staying here. They are staying in place. We're not giving those up. I can't imagine anybody being like super committed to, we have to keep Jameis Winston. Like, if you've already got Russell Wilson and you've invested capital in Jack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know why Winston would be like, no, you're not going to touch our third quarterback.
What would you trade for Winston if you're here? You're going to trade a third pick?
No,
a third rounder. A third pick for another backup.
Yeah, seven that can become a six. If I was in the Giants position, I would take that. Because I'm just like, yeah, sure, you can. All right, we're not going to use him. If we've got Jackson Dart in place and we've got Russell Wilson, that's what we've got.
Tony Grossi. The guy who Baker Mayfield, when you're in, I guess, a smaller market like this, you can make a name for yourself as this annoying look-at-me reporter. Baker Mayfield has called him out. Many people for a long time. He had his run-in with Shedeur Sanders the other day, and these athletes are, like, paying attention to it. They're giving him the Skip Bayless-type energy that he wants. Well, this is Tony Grossi yesterday asking Myles Garrett about his eighth speeding ticket since joining the Browns in 2017.
What is it like to be in that car and seeing that speedometer creep up toward 100, like, a mile per hour?
I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off-field other than the back-to-school, you know, event that I did the other day.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things.
And to be fair, this apparently was not Tony Grossi who asked it.
Oh, wasn't?
It was Jeff Schudel. He is a reporter for the News Herald and Morning Journal.
Okay, my apologies, Tony. Twitter had Tony Grossi strikes again. What a douchebag way to ask that question. Tell us what it's like as the RPMs
rev. What's the rush you feel? How great is it?
Put us in the car. Tell us what it's like, but it's getting to 105. You feel like Vin Diesel or one of those Fast and Furious. What a freaking loop. But I will say this on the other side. I'm annoyed with Myles Garrett.
Oh, I would ask. You need to ask about it. Yeah. Eight times.
Like, dude, you do have. I'm not saying the children are our future and singing a Whitney song here. But you do have, like, kids watching you, and you already flipped your car. And eight times you've gone 100 plus or been busted for speeding? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, if you've got that many speeding tickets on there, at that point we're talking about...
Eight.
Yeah, you need to be asked about responsibility to your team, responsibility to everyone. Like, there's way
they
to ask...
They just paid you?
Other than to just be like, do you get a rush of the splat you hear when you potentially run over someone? It's like, what are you... How are you asking this question like this? Yes. I would have... Like, I'm stunned Myles didn't just, like, come down there and go, like, come here. let me show you the rush I feel right now. Come here. Like,
all right.
It's bad.
That's around the NFL. Where are we with the power rankings?
Okay, so ESPN has their list of power rankings out. It's their first preseason power ranking. NFL.com's come out with a couple of them. But the first series of power rankings from ESPN has the number one ranked Philadelphia Eagles coming in. And they say they've got a note as to who's under the most pressure. They say it's the new offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo. You go down the list, you got Kansas City Chiefs, number two. Buffalo Bills, number three. We still don't hit the Dallas Cowboys. Don't know what's going on there. You have to go all the way down to number 18. Back half of the league before you see the Dallas Cowboys there. One spot behind the Seahawks, one spot ahead of the Atlanta Falcons. It says the person under the most pressure is Brian Schottenheimer. Todd Archer writes, this doesn't mean the coach will be one and done. It's just that there's a lot for a first-time coach to deal with for any job, but especially with the Cowboys. Schottenheimer has the players buying into his message at the moment, but what happens if they lose a few games in a row? And it got me thinking about it, though, and seeing some of the teams that are on here. 18... as an assumption right now, might be generous, I think.
18?
Because the teams directly behind them, I think I'd say Atlanta's a better team right now. I think I might say that Chicago's in a better position right now.
What?
I think so.
You're going overboard with hate.
No, I am not.
How many teams do you have worse than the Cowboys in the NFC?
How many teams are worse than them? It's four.
Four?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, it's the Saints.
Hang on. Let me go through the top down. The Giants... I would have the Bears worse, the Saints, the Panthers. I would pick the Cowboys over the Falcons, and then Arizona. That's six.
Yeah, the only two I have above them.
Maybe Seattle.
I have Chicago and Atlanta above them. That would be the only ones that I would have above them, or at least right next to them. They're not definitely better than them to me. They're definitely better than four teams. They're definitely better than the Panthers. They're definitely better than the Cardinals, better than the Giants, better than the Saints.
The Bears...
I don't know that they're better than the Bears right now.
You hate Ben Johnson. You make fun of Caleb Williams. They stunk last year.
Caleb's really good, and his nails are on fleek. I'm just saying that it's that there's certainly questions in Chicago, but I can't say with certainty Dallas is better. Chicago's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, they have a lot of talent, but it's the
talent
Bears.
Wins ball games. Have you been watching The Gambler?
877-881-105. That Jimmy put together. Franklin injury attorney text line to hit us up live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Back to the other Cowboys documentary at 8:40 this morning. Tommy Yarsh will join us to recap practice last night in Frisco at 9:20. But why are the adults not with kids at Disney? I need to know a little bit of this before we plan any possible Disney trip. That's next on Sean and RJ on the Home of the Rangers as well. 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.